This is Kevin Burke from the Thumbs in Pockets chapter of the Andy Griffith Show Rerun Watchers Club. Welcome you to Burke on Mayberry. In this episode, known as Barney's First Car, there's so many interesting elements about this episode I want to tell you about. And we're going to get through this in this podcast today. First of all, I wanted to let you know that it was released, this particular episode, on April Fool's Day, 1963. So that's April 1st, 1963. It was written by Jim Fritzl and Everett Greenbaum. One interesting aspect for Fritzl and Greenbaum was that this episode was awarded the Writers Guild of America Award. I should say Everett Greenbaum and Jim Fritzl was awarded the Writers Guild of America Award for best writing in a comedy or variety series for this episode, Barney's First Car. And another interesting aspect is, have you ever wondered what the characters, what their favorite episode was? Well, Andy Griffith stated on the Silver Anniversary Special back on October 3rd, 1985, that Barney's First Car was his favorite all-time episode. And I believe there are several reasons for that that we'll touch on as we go through this particular episode. The episode opens up with Barney comes into courthouse. He's very happy, and he's carrying around $300, as Andy calls it, as his nest egg. And Andy lets Barney know that he's about to buy his first car. And you know, Andy tries to talk him out of it, tell him, you know, he can use the squad car, but Barney says he's going to become, and he calls himself, Mr. Independent Wheels. So this first scene, we're really just setting the scene that we're Barney's really going to be looking for a car, and that he's answered an ad, and they read a couple of ads, and there's a couple of little funny ads that they go through here. But then the next scene, they're sitting on the front porch, and again, there's so many scenes that are done on this front porch. And what I like about these front porch scenes is so many times I believe these front porch scenes are about relationships. They just show the relationships between the characters. And in this one, I think you see the relationship between Andy and Barney. Andy's peeling an apple. And we see him do this on other episodes where he tries to peel the skin off an apple in some episodes without the skin breaking. This one, he's just peeling it and eating it. And I've seen my relatives do this with a pocket knife. And they start talking about anniversary presents for Barney's parents, and Barney talks about an anniversary present that he bought for his parents. And while they're talking, Mrs. Lesh arrives. Now, if she looks familiar to you, this actress's name is Ellen Corby. And while she was Mrs. Mert or Hubcaps Lesh on the Andy Griffith Show, you probably know her from her grandma Esther Walton, a role on The Walton, so that's why she looks familiar to you. And we're going to have another character on this show that is going to look familiar to you because he makes so many appearances on The Andy Griffith Show. Many times as a different character in every case. So again, she arrives and with the car, and she's, you can tell when she's getting out of the car that she's trying to give the impression that she's taking really good care of the car. Well, Barney gets excited right away, and he wants to buy the car before he really even talks to her. And Andy tries to slow him down. Again, you see the characters of Barney Fife and Andy Taylor, and that Barney's jump on everything, all emotional, and Andy's more laid back and more reasonable, and that's a common thing throughout the Andy Griffith Show, where they're really opposite ends of a spectrum, but they get along so well together. So Barney continues to try to get a price out of Mrs. Lesh, and finally, Andy just speaks up and says, I think the car's worth $100. Well, Barney gets upset because he thinks Andy has now upset Mrs. Lesh, or has just really disrespected her. Well, so Barney whispers to Andy to the side that he's got $300. Well, we're led to believe that Mrs. Lesh probably overheard this, and so she comes up with the price of $297.50. And you can see the look on Andy's face, what he thinks about this. And it was really the first clue that Andy had to something, you know, really is run amok here. And then the second part is after Barney gives her the money and tells her to give the $250 to Mr. Lesh's favorite charity, of course, the late Mr. Lesh, I should say, she says she has to mail the ownership certificate, what we would call the car title. And, you know, that bothered Andy a little bit. And but Barney's like, no, we'll take care of it. Well, quickly in the next very brief scene, Mrs. Lesh is standing on the corner, and this is where we find out her name's really Mert, and she's picked up by Jake, who she tells Barney is her nephew. Well, Jake is Alan Melvin, and you've seen him on the show many times, working in the grocery store, selling fruit on the side of the road, and you probably remember him most if you ever watched The Brady Bunch. And that's one of my wife's favorite series, and Alan Melvin starred on the Brady Bunch in many different episodes of the Andy Griffith Show, so here he is making another appearance. Well, the next scene, and this is my favorite scene in the episode, we see the whole gang, Barney, Thelma Lou, and Andy, then Gomer, Opie, and Aunt Bee getting ready to take a ride in Barney's car. And, oh my gosh, I just crack up even thinking about this scene where Barney has to open the door for everybody. He makes them sit in certain locations of the car, and Andy tells him it's not a boat, and Barney says, well, he wants to take good care of it, and Gomer says he really understands that, so Barney makes sure that they sit in the right place. He gets a little bothered when Gomer slams the door, and then he tries to start the car, and it won't start. And one of my favorite scenes is in this part where they all say, I smell gas, I smell gas, I smell gas. And Barney says, what do you think the car runs on, coal? Again, I just get I watch that over and over and over, and I can't help but just crack it up at that particular episode, part of the episode. So they're going down the old road. Next scene, we see them riding down a country road, dirt road, and they're singing Old MacDonald. And all of a sudden, you know, Barney's driving, of course. We start to hear some knocking sound, and the knocking sound goes away after it sounds like something falls off the car, and Andy makes some reference to that it's no longer going to bother you anymore. So they're riding a little bit further, and lo and behold, you see the center of the steering wheel start to rise. And I love the music they play here. It's music that you've heard with the people who play like an instrument and get a snake to dance. It's that same kind of music, and I just thought that was so perfect for this part. And also the car overheats. And here's where Barney gets devastated. He realized that he's been had. He's bought a lemon, as we would say. And he really almost can barely talk. And so later in this scene, we see that Andy's driving the car. And then all of a sudden, oh my gosh, all the different sounds. Don't you know you'd have loved being the sound man making the sounds for this particular episode of all the things going on with that car? And then another part of this episode that just cracks me up is the next scene we see Thelma Lou steering the car and it's not running. And Barney's sitting beside her in the front seat devastated. And when the camera pans around to the back of the vehicle, you see Andy and Gomer, and this part cracks me up, and Opie and Aunt Bee pushing the car. And it brings tears to my eyes to think that Barney is so devastated that he's sitting in the front seat of the car and B has to push the car. I just can't get over how funny that is. The writers are just to be commended. I can see why they won an award for that. So it's just hilarious. And so the next scene, you know, Barney's still devastated, and Gomer comes in, and he's going to pass along the bad news. And so Barney wants to know what's wrong with the car. Well, here's what Wally found out. The car needs points, plugs, bearings, valves, rings, a starter switch, ignition wires, fuel pump, water pump, oil pump, clutch bearings, a clutch, clutch plate, brake lining, brake shoes, brake drums, radiator hose cover, and they found sawdust in the differential and transmission. And as Andy says and Gomer agrees, this is one of the oldest tricks in the book. And by the way, Gomer says the car needs a good wash too. So again, there was a lot of things wrong with this car. And, you know, Barney, for without a doubt, knew that it had been had. So again, here's where we see, though, again, the relationship where Andy takes care of Barney. And so that Andy decides that they're going to take the car back to Mount Pilot. Now, I call it a little bit of an inconsistency in this episode here. There was one other one for sure. When Mrs. Les talks about driving from Mount Pilot, Andy makes a comment that it takes an hour to get from Mayberry to Mount Pilot. But in other episodes, we hear that, you know, Mayberry is only 12 miles from Mount Pilot. So either that's a long 12 miles, or, you know, more likely it's an inconsistency in the episode. Sort of an inconsistency in the thought process in this episode is, if you got a car that has all of these things wrong with it, why would you drive it back to Mount Pilot, which is supposedly an hour away? So, you know, that little bit bothers me, but I could overlook that for the Andy Griffith Show. So, again, as we see in the next scene, Andy and Barney have tried to drive the car back to Mount Pilot, and the car just stops running. And so Andy decides he's going to go call Gomer, and Barney stays with the car. And what we see later in this scene is that Barney and Andy are sitting in the back seat. They fall asleep waiting on Gomer to get there. And so we hear a tow truck hooking up the front of the car. And as Andy and Barney wake up, they realize that it's not Gomer, that someone else has picked them up. So they decide to scrunch down, is the word they use, in the back seat of the car, and the car is eventually pulled into a shed. And the driver goes inside to a part of the little office in the shed, and Andy and Barty sneak out of the car, and they peep over, and they see that there's Mrs. Lesh. And so she comes out with the gentleman to look at the car, and they start describing what they're going to do with the car, and she takes her umbrella out and hits Jake right across the chest and tells him this is the same car sold to that boob in Mayberry. And at that point, Barney jumps out because Andy had given him permission to put his bullet in his gun, and they basically arrest him. But even in this scene, Barney so badly wants a car that she tries to deal with Barney. And you know Barney's by the letter. He's not going to let him get away with anything, but she almost talks. If it had been up to Barney, she'd have probably talked herself out of being arrested because she was offering him another car that supposedly had not been driven in quite some time. And I love Andy's like, "Barn!" You know, yelling at Barney because he's about to fall for it. So finally, we get to the final scene. And in this scene, Barn's got his mind made up. He's still going to buy a car. And in comes another an older lady who's ready to sell a car. But unlike the first time, Barney is the totally opposite. He doesn't believe a word she says and basically tells her to get out. And as he does that, her reverend son comes in. And Barney realizes he's probably rushed to judgment on this. So again, just a beautifully written and hilarious episode that I can watch this over and over. And again, one of Andy Griffith's. Andy Griffith says his favorite all-time episode. So again, if you haven't seen this in a while, you need to go back and watch it. It's just absolutely hilarious. Now, for the trivia question, I think this is one of the easier ones I've asked, but I'm going to ask it anyway. When they were sitting on the front porch talking about what Barney bought his parents for anniversary, what did Barney buy his parents for their anniversary? And Andy even told him, "You're a good son, Barn." Again, what present did Barney buy his parents as an anniversary present? And again, if you think you know the answer to that question, you can check your answer by going to burkeonmayberry.com, or you can email your answer to burke@imayberry.com. That's Burke, B-U-R-K-E, at the letter I, Mayberry.com, and I'll gladly respond to you and let you know whether you got it right or wrong. If you go to the Burke on Mayberry website, you can look beside the episode title, which is Barney's First Car, in parentheses. You'll see the answer to this trivia question right beside the title. If you have any other questions or comments, don't hesitate to contact me at burke@imayberry.com. I really appreciate you tuning in and listening. And as they would say in Mayberry, my best to you and yours. And thanks again for listening to Burke on Mayberry.